About 1,000 students are enrolled at Thunderbird School of Global Management in Glendale. Did you know Thunderbird School was originally a military aviation training base during World War II?
It was really American cadets who were, at that point, Army men who were interested in flying.
Shannon Walker is the archivist for the school.
And then later, the Chinese cadets came, and that program developed to train the Chinese cadets. And then British pilots came and trained here for a little while until Falcon Field opened up.
Thunderbird Field No. 1, as it was officially known, was created in 1941 on a square mile of what is today 59th Avenue and Greenway Road. Back then, that was open desert land, perfect for the hundreds of planes that were used to train future airmen.
They would come here for 10 weeks of training on a Stearman airplane, and the Stearman biplane is what they used at the time. If they passed, they would go on to more advanced training as a bomber, as a navigator, as a fighter pilot, different kinds of aircraft from there. This here is the control tower.
Walker shows me around the Thunderbird School. Some of the original structures still stand here today, more than 70 years later. The control tower has been restored. Some of the remaining barracks are used as office space and once served as student dorms. And the school's alumni center was the first structure built here. It is where the general's office and infirmary were. Today, it's called Founders Hall.
The barracks, some of them really do need a lot of help to be inhabitable at this point because they were built in 1941 and they weren't built to last. You know, they were built kind of for a temporary purpose. The last remaining building which we can walk to is the hangar. We can walk there.
Today, the hangar houses stacks of historical materials open to the public. The base closed in late 1945. Walker says it was left untouched for a few months until two Army Air Force colonels proposed creating a school to train people on foreign trade. It was to help build better international business relations with other countries after the war. It was the first school of its kind. The first class graduated in 1947, and most of those students were men on the GI Bill. Oh, if you want to see what the Thunderbird School property looked like during World War II, just watch the 1942 film Thunderbirds, Soldiers of the Air. It was filmed on the base. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.